countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
We hear about it every single year, and every single year people still don't seem to be listening. Pat Lynch is on the line. Pat, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for getting in touch with us, Pat. You're a retired vet. You're down in Wicklow, am I right?
Correct. Well, I'm living in Mount Marion, but Wicklow is my second home.
Very good. Yeah, you're a regular walker in the mountains there. And you contacted us last week because you were out for a little ramble a couple of weeks ago. What did you come across?
Actually, last Saturday morning, I parked down at Ballinastow beside the Seidel facility there, and I headed up White Mountain, up along the edge of the forest. There's a rough track there, not used very much by people. And I was actually looking out for signs of red grouse. But yeah, as I neared the summit up alongside the forest, a little group of sheep came dashing down from over the top. I knew straight away they were being followed by a dog. They were coming flat out with their tongues hanging out. I was fortunate just to get a step aside, and they shot past me, and I was able to, with shouting and picked up a stick that was on the ground, I was able to stop the dog from chasing them further. Now, he would have caught up with them. They probably would have fallen on the rough ground, some of them, and he would have drawn blood.
Right. Well, what sort of a dog was it, Pat?
It was a half collie.
Right.
And so
you stopped him in his tracks, and
I stopped him in his tracks.
Yeah.
And headed up, crested the brow of the hill, and coming towards me were two men with at least a half a dozen dogs, none of which were on a leash. So obviously I confronted them, and they didn't seem to be concerned. Inside the forest, looking out at us, was a large group of sheep looking quite stressed. Now, they had jumped through, I could see the wool, they had jumped through the wire, which was broken down.
Yeah.
Obviously, they had panicked when they saw the dogs coming.
Yeah. That's amazing, as you said. You know, they didn't seem to care, and they had a load of dogs with them, none of them muzzled or none of them on leads. And
exactly. I pointed out to them that had I had a gun, or if there was a farmer there with a gun, the dog would have been shot.
What was the reaction to you, Pat?
The reaction was aggressive, let's say.
My God.
Anyway, let's move on from there.
Yeah.
That's only the... Not the first time I've come across dogs chasing sheep in that particular area. It's one of the few areas where there's quite a number of sheep still there. What did concern me was the fact that now there are a lot of people heading out to the mountains, and a lot of people are bringing dogs with them. And I'm out two or three times a week, so I'm seeing dogs that are not on leads, running around. That raises different problems, one of which is that there's a condition called Lyme's disease.
That's right, yeah.
There's an estimate of something like possibly 150,000 deer on the Wicklow Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
The bacterium that causes the Lyme disease is called Borrelia. And
That comes from ticks, and the ticks
comes
would,
from ticks.
And the dogs can be bitten by the ticks and then transfer the Lyme's disease to humans.
No,
am I right?
Well, basically, what happens is the deer get infested with the ticks.
Yeah.
The deer carry this particular bacterium.
Yeah.
They transfer it to the ticks. The ticks proliferate on the heather and on the bracken,
yeah,
and grasses. And the deer come out there. The ticks, having been gorged on blood, will fall onto the grass or whatever, and dogs running loose or in contact with the grass will pick it up.
Yeah.
And they will take ticks home.
Yeah. And it's an awful disease. Anyone that has ever had
ticks being brought into a house will bite either people or children or whatever. And
So that's another reason to be careful going up the mountains with dogs. Just briefly, Pat, you mentioned the red grouse there. It's, are many of them around?
The red grouse is under severe pressure. It's on the red endangered list. That means that it's decreased by more than 50% in the last 25 years. That's one of the criteria used. Just to give you an example, 1959, I was on a small shooting party down in Baltinglass where we went out to Havana Bridge.
Yeah.
We went up to a boy, Lie Bay, Sleeve Man, up on the side of Lug. And we flushed well over 100 red grouse.
Right. You wouldn't get near that today?
I went out last on the bank holiday Monday, a month ago, and I went up the same route.
Right.
And there was only one other man in the area. He was a bit ahead of me.
I'm conscious just of time, Pat, but your point that you were making to us was how times have changed from back then.
The point is, I only found one
feather.
Right.
God, times have changed indeed, the old red grouse. But listen, the main point you make, Pat, is one we all need to take on board. Now, that is, for God's sake, will you keep your dogs under control, especially near sheep?
Absolutely. And ideally, don't bring a dog onto the open mountain.
No.
Walk your dog in a forest or track away.
That's the place to do it. Pat Lynch, it's been lovely speaking to you. Have an enjoyable day, especially if you're going out walking. And thanks for the reminder of that. That's Pat Lynch there. So keep your dogs on a lead and don't be bringing them up the mountains where there are sheep.